USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court said Friday that it will review President Donald Trump's effort to exclude immigrants in the country illegally from the census count. The numbers are used to calculate how congressional seats are allocated among the states. The Supreme Court rejected the president's attempt last year and should do so again, as according to Dale Ho, director of the ACLU's Voting Rights Project, he said that on Friday. The legal mandate is clear. Every single person counts in the census, and every single person is represented in Congress. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about the New York Post report that alleges email shows his son made millions trading on his father's influence. The former vice president spoke to reporters outside his private jet on Friday, and when he was approached about the subject by CBS News reporter Bo Erickson, Biden went after the journalist. "I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask." USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop...
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Peloton is recalling one of its exercise bikes.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
3,000 people were surveyed. Where is the best place to live in the United States? U.S. News looks at the data from the country's 150 most populous metros. The winner? Well, it's a tie between Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Thousands of protesters were in the streets of Bangkok, Thailand again Saturday. USA Radio News' Wyatt Cox reports.
Unlike Friday's protests, when police used water cannons to disperse thousands of protesters, that included children, Saturday's demonstrations were peaceful. Activists managed to stage a fourth consecutive day of protest, despite government efforts to thwart them through a variety of actions, including shutting down Bangkok's mass transit systems. Saturday's protests, which were also held in at least six cities outside Bangkok, got underway despite Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha's declaration of a state of emergency Thursday. That banned all political gatherings of five or more people and made all protesters subject to arrest. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Back here in the States, football star Herschel Walker on Fox News speaks out about the controversy surrounding Hunter Biden's emails.
American people deserve the truth. And right now, if they go into this election with us not knowing the truth, what are they going to think about the American people? You know, I think they're doing this bait and switch. They're bringing up all this racism. They're bringing up all this other stuff when they know, and they've known for a long time, that this was out there. They've known for a long time that this Russian hoax wasn't real. They've known for a long time of all the things that they've tried to do to this president. And right now, there's a lie that they don't even want to address. Nobody want to address it, and it needs to be addressed before the election. There are people that already have voted, but it needs to be addressed before the election, and let's find out the truth. American people need to know the truth.
USA Radio News.